Thank the worship team. They've really decided to come together and make worship songs, and they've just been awesome. I mean, just really, really great. This is perhaps the best time of our service where we get to share our lives together, and we call it testimony time, but it could be a lot of things. It could be prayer requests. It could be a loss, a mourning that you're having, a sorrow that you're having. It could be a praise. It could be something that you're learning. It could be even something that you've been thinking about. Where has God been taking you? Where have you been curious about God and what he's doing in your life and his nature? And I've been thinking a lot about those kind of things, and it's been a wonderful journey. I've been thinking a lot about the difference between Jesus and religion, and there's a huge difference between Jesus and religion. I had one of our friends' kids over, and I said, who created Christianity? He said, well, God. Well, no. No, God didn't create Christianity, actually. You know, Jesus wasn't a Christian. And Jesus came down, and there were religious people around. They were called Pharisees. And Jesus came down, and those were actually the people that he was the most aggressive towards because of the hypocrisy and the formalities of things and showing off their righteousness. And so there's still those Pharisees everywhere in the church, all right? And it gives Christianity a bad name. And so sometimes people will say to me, oh, you're so religious. And I will say, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual and I follow Jesus Christ because I don't want to be lumped in with the people who take the Lord's name in vain. And really what that commandment means is not saying, oh my God, That's not the commandment when you say that. When you take the Lord's name in vain, you're hijacking the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're using it for your own means. And the church has done this time and time and time again. And so religion has a bad reputation. And religion in Japan has a reputation of people being good and following rules. And, you know, that's not really what the church is supposed to be. The church is not a place where pretty people come and show how wonderful and blessed and healed they are. It's a infirmary. On the battlefield. It's where you bring people with no legs and people whose skin is falling off. It's a place where people come to heal. And so I really want to encourage us to really look to Jesus, really, really teach the Japanese people what it really means to follow Christ, not go to church. Okay, we want to start a church in Owasa, but we're not going to have a building because the building is associated with certain things. Even the first step is too high to get into the church. So you meet in your home and you model Jesus and you talk about spiritual things and you talk about God and people are going to church, but you don't call it church, right? And so this is a beautiful place, this church, this organization. I love it. But when you're, for me, I think ministering especially to Japanese people and to people who are very anti-Christian, we have to admit and acknowledge that there's a difference between the church, which is flawed and human, and Jesus, who is divine and perfect. And so I really think it's important to look at Jesus, the foundation of his ministry with God the Father. And then the second part was his singleness and his disciples. So if you're single, your foundation should be Jesus, your singleness, your direct relation to God, and then your ministry. And if you're married, your foundation should be Jesus and your marriage, and then your ministry, in that order. So it's really important to have those relationships. And the other thing for us is for our team. We're on a missions team. And so it goes Jesus, Darcy, and then, you know, kids and missions team. And so these are the most important relationships that you have. And if you don't have these important relationships, I don't think that you can express the joy that God has for you, because God's going to give you joy through those relationships. And we have to bring people to Jesus by showing them we can live a life that's close to Jesus. So Jesus wasn't a guy that, you know, he went out and he teached, And then he oftentimes spent a lot of time with people who were close to him and just ate and drank. He was called a glutton and a drunk, you know? I don't think Jesus got drunk, but it was the idea was this guy is all the time, you know, he's sitting there drinking wine and having food with these people. He's lazy, right? And I think in the missionary community especially, the problem is we have this agenda. We want to do these bullet points. We have all this stuff to do, but we're missing the boat. You have to have enough space in your life to experience God's love, to be fulfilled, and be able to have the capacity to love people when someone very broken and very annoying comes to you and needs help. You can't be to the point where you're almost unable to help this person. They can feel that, you know? Sabbath. We can't have a Sabbath on Sunday, my family and I, because we come into town, go to Costco, come here. So we have to be intentional about having a Sabbath someday. God commands us to rest. So if you don't have a day set aside where you don't have work plans, you don't have errands, you know, please consider and pray about this, because having a day where you can just relax, and it doesn't have to be this spiritual day. It can be you go for a walk, you take a nap, you have a good meal, you know, you have some time with Jesus in nature. But I really want to encourage everyone to slow down and to focus on God and focus on Jesus and let him bring you your ministry. You don't have to work hard. You just have to submit yourself to God's will. And that's what God's been teaching me recently. And so I wanted to share that with you. And so please, you know, share something that God has been talking to you about, questions that you've been thinking about, prayer requests, you know, praises. This is the most important time of the sermon, of the church service, so we can understand each other and we can grow together. So let's hear what you got.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. I can't speak fluently as Art does, but some of you know Yuko Mimura-san, and now she visits Roy and Helen in Easton, Pennsylvania. She left last Friday. And today, in Eastern American time, they will go to the church over there, three of them. Yuko Mimura. I think you know her. And she will come back on Monday, just 3 nights, Eastern Pennsylvania. So please pray for her safe and peaceful traveling. Thank you.
Hello. Yesterday we had a barbecue party at SmileCon with a Japanese congregation with about 40 people. And in the barbecue time, I had a wonderful news from one guy. His name is Nakata. He's been coming to a church for, I think, 4 or 5 years with his family. Actually, his wife is a decent Christian. But he attend the morning service regularly. Even his wife didn't show up, but he comes regularly. And so I started asking him, why don't you get baptized? Maybe last year we had a barbecue time. Yeah, and I think maybe that was the first time I asked him, why don't you get baptized? And he said, not now. For me, the baptism is too serious. Yeah. So I've been asking him, get baptized, why don't you get baptized, why don't you get baptized, how about this next time? But he said, no, not now. But yesterday, when we're by the barbecue place, and we're grilling the beef and stuff, and he took out the small sculpture. It's like a crystal, but there's something carved inside. That sculpture is the scene that Jesus was baptized by the baptism of the John the Baptist. Yeah. And he pulled out the stuff and tell me, this is the time. Yeah, this is time, which means I want to be baptized. Ah. And I asked him, how did you get the sculpture? He said, this is secret. He doesn't say, yeah. But he said, I'm ready. You know, I want to get baptized. Yeah, amen. Yeah. And after 2 weeks, August 11th, actually, we will have the baptismal service in Japanese service for two young girls. They both are daughters. One is Amy over there. Another one is the daughter of Aya Ono. She's also one Japanese congregation. Two girls will be baptized. So I asked Nakata-san, you know, why don't you get baptized with them? Yeah. And he said, well, is that too soon because I don't have the baptismal preparation or something? I said, I will do that after that. Yeah. And, you know, and he said, okay. Yeah. So he will be baptized on the 11th of August. In 2 weeks. Yeah. All right, praise the Lord. Barbecue works. Actually, I started the daddy's meeting once in a month after the last year's barbecue. Yeah, so we have once a month, Saturday morning. So Nakata-san been coming that meeting too, you know. So has a chatting with other daddies. I don't know, but God works on his heart. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I'm so happy to hear about Nakata-san, because when I came to this church, one of the first people I met and started to talk to was his wife, who is Kaori, and I've already talked about her here. And their story is just so amazing. It's just what Art was talking about, you know, how God moves. It doesn't have to be in a church environment, you know, where the pastor is preaching. It's just in a barbecue, eating meat, and someone accepts Jesus. And I always remember what Kaori told me about her husband. You know, initially he didn't used to come to church because she became a Christian in her family and they got married and she comes to church by herself. Then one day he just said, since I want to spend more time with you, I will go with you where you go on Sundays. So his purpose to start to come to Mitaki was just to be where his family is. So he'll just come and he doesn't concern about what's going on in the church and he's just there because his children and his wife is here. And 2 or 3 years down the line, we know that Kaori-san had some challenge and she stopped coming to church. And what amazed me is that this guy continued to come with the children. You know, it's just, of course, the girls are grown up. They can come here by themselves. But he has been coming with them, of course, until she resumed coming to church. You know, she resumed some few months ago. But he used to come. Then I'm looking at him, oh, my God. He's not born again, but he's so committed. And he sits here, he listens. God is so amazing. How he moves, we can never explain in people's lives. And I'm sure she's one of the happiest person, because God has moved in his husband, in her husband's life, even without her much pressure or impact, because she's not been coming maybe more than a year, you know, and he was just here coming every Sunday, and he brings the child to the Sunday school, and he sits here, listens to the preachings, and, you know, God is just so amazing. So let's pray for this kind of encounters, because we have many ladies here. Some of them, their husbands come here, and they're not born again. I know, because I'm close to some of them. They just come with them. They haven't said yes to Jesus. And the Bible says the faster you do it, the better. Because if Jesus comes today, it doesn't matter how many times you came to church. If you didn't say yes to him, you're just like someone in the world out there. So one of the prayers we pray during the SmileCon prayers is that people will quicken to say yes to Jesus. The faster, the better for us, so that we are in the same boat. Because it will be sad for the people close to you. You've been staying with them and they don't go to heaven with you, because they didn't say yes to Jesus just before they died, or just before Jesus came, or just before, just the earlier someone can say yes to Jesus, the better. So let's pray for them. Maybe you don't know them, but some of us who know specific people, even by their names, they come here, they hear the gospel, but they still didn't say yes to Jesus. But they're always in the environment that God will move the way he moved, because they didn't ask him. He said by himself, showing that God moved in his life and he accepted Jesus. So let's really give thanks for Kaori's husband, Nakata. And I'm here to thank God. I'm so happy that Cindy can sing that song again. You know, that's the hymn I've been learning recently. You know, I stopped singing hymns for some time because of everything that was taking place in my life. And then I, like a month ago, I had the voice of God to start singing again. And the song she just sang is the song that I've been learning recently, and I just finished learning it. My desire is to know hymns by words and to know them by heart. So I'm so glad today I could sing the song with closing my eyes, because it's the latest song I learned. So yet not I, but through Christ. Amen. And finally, I want to thank God. Friday was my birthday, and I'm so happy. God is so good. And I wrote on Facebook, actually, Joyce has a best friend at school. This girl, Joyce, has known her since the zero class. You know, in Hoikwen, they start from zero. Zero means 0 years. So Joyce joined our nursery class when she was zero, and she became best friends with this girl, because I always take the videos and the pictures. So I watch the videos when they were small and they're playing together. And I always remember one time when they were 2 years old. I came late to school, and when I arrived late, the teacher is already reading the storybook. And Joyce entered the class, and she went and hugged this girl. Hugging is not common in Japan, especially when it's Ohanashi time, story time. People are quiet. But my daughter just entered the class. She was 2 years old. I remember that time. Then she went and said, "Sanami-chan," and she hugged her. And I was feeling ashamed, because the teacher is reading the storybook, and here is somebody shouting her friend's name and going to hug her. Sanami-chan has learned hugging because Joyce hugs her. Because she's her best friend. And I learned something so amazing on Friday. You know, as much as we've known each other for so long with her mom, and they come for Joyce's birthday, I've never known that her mom is born the same day with me. It's something so, I don't know, I just didn't know how to explain it. So on Friday, Joyce went to school, and in the night she tells me, "Sanami-chan told me her mother's birthday is also today." But I don't always believe what Sanami-chan says, because sometimes she says things she don't know, and when I try to prove, I find they're wrong. So I decide to chat the mom. "Joyce is saying that you are also born today. Is it true Sanami-chan told her? Because Sanami-chan always tells her some things which are wrong." And she said, "Yes, and Sanami has also told me you are born today." Oh my God. There are 365 days in the year. For your daughter's best friend's mom to be born the same day with you, It's really amazing. And Joyce, Sanami-chan is just born exactly 1 week after Joyce, you know, just 1 week. So I don't know, but God is so amazing how he connects us with people in such amazing ways. And so I thank God for my life, and I thank God for my friend. I'm not very close to this lady, but probably God is telling me to start getting close to her, because our daughters talk, but we don't connect that much. But through our daughters, I want God to help me to connect with her, and who knows why God connected us, and especially the fact that we are born the same day, you know. So thank you so much for your prayers, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Toshie. My name is Toshie, and I have a prayer request for Miwa, Miwa Matsushita. And she's been hospitalized since Friday. She developed a swelling all over her body, suddenly the Thursday, and she thought that she had some headache also, so she thought that heat stroke also, and she went to the doctor the Friday morning. She waited until Friday morning to see her main doctor, the primary doctor. And then happened to be the primary doctor is out of town this weekend, and so he hasn't been able to see her, but she got a good IV. She received IV, and so yesterday Tim and I visited her, and her swelling up is almost gone. So her face is a little bit swollen, but her foot and legs and totally fine now, but still she had a slight fever, and so still she had a little headache. So please pray for her, and they haven't, so because her primary doctor is gone, so nobody diagnosed her yet, so she will find out probably tomorrow. She will see him tomorrow, so please pray for her.
My name is Darcy, and this is Yua. And we wanted to let you know that I think it was Friday, Yua just turned 15 months, and we also received the final letter from the court about the adoption. So we have a few last steps. Like, we will actually probably bother Japanese bilingual friends after church to help us look at the letter, because we know we have to sign it and get a stamp and send it back. And then we receive one more letter, and then it's totally finished. So this is awesome. We've waited forever for this letter, and it's here. So please rejoice with us. Yay! Thank you.
I forgot one more good piece of news. I went in and got the results of my CT scan, and whatever's in my spleen is the same, so we're just going to look at it, monitor it, and so October I'll go back for another one, but you know, it's looking less like a problem, so thank you for your prayers.
My name is Jim. First, I want to say thank you to the worship team, and if we ever don't have a preacher, you just do the worship set, then do it again, and if we still need more time, three times is okay. I was feeling that we were reminded so much of God's love and of the gospel, so it's not a waste of time to do it again if you're up to it. And Maggie Kaur's father passed away, was it this morning? Or he had pneumonia. He's 92 years old. Yesterday, Fernando was saying that because he's a bit senile, he was not willing to stay even in a hospital bed by it. And so he was getting up, he wasn't eating, and it seems that, yeah, this morning, yeah, he passed away. So if you can keep Makiko and her mom and family in your prayers. Okay, thanks.